This speech was given by the Executive Director of UNAIDS, which is the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV and AIDS. The venue was the London School of Economics last March, and this is part of a speech entitled Why AIDS is Exceptional. And when you're ready, give me the nod and I'll start. Distinguished friends, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Let me start by thanking Tony Barnett, an old friend and a true pioneer in scholarship on AIDS, for inviting me to speak at this great institution of learning. It's good to see other old friends and colleagues in this room. Tonight, I hope to honour the London School of Economics' great tradition of debate by raising for your scrutiny what, in my opinion, is by far the most pivotal issue concerning the AIDS pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, AIDS is exceptional. The response to AIDS, therefore, needs to be equally exceptional. I know that this is a very risky assertion. Modern history is littered with examples of meritorious global issues for which this sweeping claim was made, but not sustained, inevitably to the detriment of that cause. So I've thought long and hard before publicly voicing the claim for the exceptionality of AIDS. But for the past year or so, I've been certain that this case is beyond refutation. Tonight, I want to lay out the case fully, that AIDS is an exceptional threat, as well as reflect on what I mean by an exceptional response. Before taking up these issues, I must emphasize that I'm not arguing that AIDS should be the solitary top priority for policymakers and budgets. Rather, my argument is that the AIDS pandemic needs to be recognized to be one of the most serious threats to our prospects for progress and stability, on a par with such extraordinary threats as nuclear weaponry or global climatic change. And consequently, that the pandemic warrants a response as exceptional as that accorded to the control of nuclear weaponry or climate change. Let me turn to the first of the issues that I have set out. What are the grounds for claiming that the AIDS pandemic is exceptional as a global crisis and threat? This pandemic is exceptional because there is no plateau in sight. Exceptional because of the severity and longevity of its impact, and exceptional because of the special challenges it poses to effective public action. The first and crucial way in which the AIDS pandemic is exceptional is that an epidemic equilibrium, or plateau, is nowhere in sight. Not globally, not at the level of epidemics in most countries, and not over the long term. The pandemic has broken with the general pattern of diseases and natural disasters, which usually create their own brutal equilibrium, eventually enabling societies to cope. AIDS, so far, appears to be doing the opposite. Thus, in Botswana, Swaziland, and other parts of southern Africa, the HIV prevalence rate among adults is around 40% and still rising. At the same time, the epidemic is rapidly becoming global, from West Africa to Eastern Europe, from China and India to the Caribbean and Central America. And in country after country, the tipping point is being reached. That ominous point, which varies between countries, after which AIDS no longer remains concentrated in so-called hotspots, but becomes a generalized explosion across the entire population. This has already happened in several countries in West Africa, including Nigeria, with its population of nearly 140 million. Within the next decade, the Asia-Pacific region, with a population five times that of sub-Saharan Africa, could easily become the next epicenter of the epidemic, with every small increase in HIV prevalence translating into tens of millions of people infected.